Hi, you're listening to Angelo Pizzotti, the gay man's therapist, and this is a short podcast on this week's Ask Angelo. All right, well, we're back with another exciting Ask Angelo podcast, and this week we have couples. When do you go to counseling? And facing intimacy fears. So the first reader writes, Dear Angelo, I'm in a long-term relationship. How does a couple know the difference between when they're having normal relationship problems and when they might require professional help? Sign, when to throw in the towel. And I write, Dear when to throw in the towel. Based on my experience treating couples, here's five quick tips that work well to tell if your relationship is on the rocks and in need of a life raft. Number one, you fight more than half the time. Now, it's not fighting, because I think everybody argues, but it's the way you do battle that matters. There's healthy fighting and there's unhealthy fighting. So if the disagreements that you have are usually hostile, demeaning, and critical, especially if one of the partners feels unsafe, either emotionally or physically, then you want to seek professional assistance. Number two, if one of the partners is pulling away or withdrawing from the relationship much of the time. Now, this means that communication is shut down. It's sort of a passive-aggressive way of channeling anger. And maybe one of the partners is glued to the internet or the TV or the treadmill or is working instead of talking. Working things out and spending quality time with their partner. Number three is sexual problems. This could mean no intimacy. This could mean no sex. It could mean that someone's cheating. If you haven't had sex in more than a few months, then professional help is a good idea. Number four is emotional problems. This could mean one of the partners has been affected with lowered self-esteem, a depressed mood, is anxious, or is abusing a substance as a result of the problems in the relationship. When you're staying just for the house or for money reasons or for pets or for family reasons or anything else, then, you know, that's a sign of trouble. So people typically avoid coming to see me, or they avoid couples counseling because they fear finding out that their relationship isn't right. And often it's better for them, they think, to stay in it because it's familiar and comfortable even though it's not working. But this reluctance actually gets them stuck in an unhealthy situation. So instead, couples need to pursue treatment to find out if their relationship is fixable or not. And if it isn't, then I think it's healthier to get out of it. Breakups can be healthy, and you know, find a new relationship that works better. So all the best on that one, Angelo. The second one, dear Angelo, reader writes, I've been dating this guy for a while and I really like him. Problem is, he wants a commitment and I'm afraid to do that. What do I do? Signed, Waffling. And my response is, dear Waffling, in general, guys are known to be commitment phobes, giving up personal freedoms, having to pass on potential partners, having unrealistic expectations, and feeling uncertain about the one are only a few of the possible reasons. Moreover, American men are challenged to override manly pressures to be tough, unemotional, and independent, separate, in order to be more relational. It seems much easier for men to let their hard masculine guard down in the presence of a woman than it is for two men to do this with one another. Now, it's not just straight men that face this challenge. Ironically, gay men often freak out when they're faced with true intimacy that goes beyond sex with another gay man. So additionally, it can be hard for gay men to meet other gay men for something meaningful and lasting. And gay men can face real obstacles in forging deep, lasting intimacy with one another. Nevertheless, it's a worthwhile endeavor, for being in a healthy relationship is one of life's treasures. To triumph, you can choose to confront your fear of intimacy head on. Now, if you imagine a crowd that's chasing you, you might be compelled to run away. The problem is that you could be running for the rest of your life, and this leaves you out of control, anxious, fearful, not to mention exhausted. Now, instead, you could choose to stop, take your power, and turn around to face the crowd. And once you face them, they'll begin to stand down, parting ways for you to pass through. Now, it's the same with fear. You can run away from it or stand and face it down. With all her years of experience given advice, Ann Landers of Dear Abby said, if I were asked to give what I considered the single most useful bit of advice for all humanity, it would be this. Expect trouble as an inevitable part of life, and when it comes, hold your head high, look it squarely in the eye, and say, I'll be bigger than you. You cannot defeat me. So you have to enter into the experience of the committed relationship in order to learn about it and defeat your intimacy fears. For more solutions on the topic of gay relationships, be sure to pick up your copy of my new book, Straight Acting, Gay Men, Masculinity, and Finding True Love, available now on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and also through my website. Feel free to stay tuned with my website, where exciting polls and there's a profile area with an online community, lots of great articles, teleseminars, more podcasts, calendar of events, lots of great features for you. So tune in to AskAngelo.com, and I can't wait to see you next time or talk with you next time. And thanks for listening. And for now, I'm out.